This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Oh, good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kathy. A good afternoon to you all and to listeners.
Thank you so much.
And I'm here too, so hello to you.
She said hello to all.
I get such a wonderful welcome from Kathy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a very, it was very pointed today, very pointed, but person, you know, personal upset aside.
Another trivia about tell me nonsense. About, just get on with the news.
I saw this, wrote, talk to us. I love this. 38% of British voters say Corbyn is an anti-Semite. They've seen him for what he is. Talk to us about it.
Gosh, 38%.
I was actually thinking to myself, I wonder what effects the Pittsburgh massacre will have on opinions around the world on anti-Semitism. You know, we've been speaking for years and years now that anti-Semitism is on the rise. It is at dangerous levels. It has happened across Europe. Now it's happened in a country where we didn't think it would reach a level of violence like it did this past Shabbat, as it did in Pittsburgh. And I thought to myself today, I wonder, you know, how this is affecting opinions in the UK. And lo and behold, somebody read my mind because they conducted a poll, kid you not. And it has been found that 38% of Britons believe that Jeremy Corbyn is an anti-Semite. Now, this is not 38% of British Jewry. It's 38% of Britons. And only 25% of those taken in the poll or those polled agreed that he is a committed campaigner against racism of all kinds, including anti-Semitism. So what it has done, this poll, is it has shown that there is a lot of skepticism about Corbyn's repeated insistence that he's not an anti-Semite, that his contact with groups such as Hamas and Hezbollah are because he's trying to negotiate or trying to bring about an end to the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. You know, the jig is up. I guess people don't believe that he slipped and a wreath just fell into his hands that he managed to lay at the graves of terrorists. But this survey, which was conducted for the British Israel Communications and Research Center, which is a UK-based think tank, the survey says that Corbyn's tough anti-Israel feelings is out of step with most voters, which is a very, very positive sign for those of us who are very, very concerned about what is happening in Britain, and most certainly for British Jewry. The anti-Semitism in the Labour Party has brought to the fore a new phenomenon which is very, very worrying, and that is political anti-Semitism.
You wonder what he's going to do with this. And he's actually going to do some introspection and some, you know, solid accounting, or is he just going to dismiss it like he kind of dismisses other criticism?
Well, you know, that's the million-pound question. You know, in Israel, we'll say, will he do his cheshbon? I don't think he's going to. I'm with you. I think he's going to, and maybe it's because we've seen this play out over a number of issues. I think he's going to go for denial. But, you know, some of my best friends are Jewish. We've got Jewish people in the Labour Party and every other kind of bad excuse that he can find. I don't know. Maybe he'll have an ice cream flavor named after him. I mean, it happened for Linda Sarsour, so why shouldn't it happen for Jezza?
Wow, 38%, that's a big number. Ro, take us to the election results. You had municipal elections in Israel yesterday. What's the situation today?
Did it, and it wouldn't be Israel without a complete and utter balagan in some parts of the country.
Yeah.
So definitely not in Modi'in, where our mayor ran uncontested.
Unopposed,
uncontested. We all love him. We want to keep him. Looks like we will have him for another 5 years, Chaim Bibas. But what is quite extraordinary is that 10 women were elected in the position of mayor in towns across Israel, which is a big increase from the last time in 2013, which was only 7. So we are now in double digits. Very, very nice. In Tel Aviv, Ron Huldai, who is the longstanding Tel Aviv mayor, he was re-elected for another term. Haifa, the city Haifa in the north, has made history by voting in their first female mayor. And Jerusalem, of course, Dafka being Jerusalem, where they couldn't agree on 40%, wouldn't be a first time Jerusalemites can't agree on anything. But because neither candidate made it to the required 40%, they will go to a second round of elections on the 13th of November. And no, it won't be a day off for Jerusalemites. And we will see who will win those elections there. But across the country, the city of Yerucham in the south has its first female mayor, Tal Ohana. In Beit Shemesh, they are still counting, but we could see either the current mayor, Moshe Abutbul, come in, or his challenger, who is also a woman, Aliza Bloch. It would be quite extraordinary for a woman, a religious Zionist woman, to win this. Also across the country, in Netanya, they retained their female mayor, and in the northern Israel city of Nahariya, the mayor, Jackie Sabag, lost his re-election, which is the first time after 29 years, and he called his voters ungrateful.
Are Renana results in?
Haven't seen Renana results, but I would be curious to see if anybody won or anybody ran against Zev Bielski. Zev Bielski, a much-loved mayor in Renana, married to a South African, of course, which is what most smart people do. They marry South Africans, and he has done extraordinary things for the city of Renana.
Okay, and then lastly, talk to us about the Mossad and what they've done for Denmark.
Well, I tell you, I don't know if the Mossad ever take a break, because they've been doing quite extraordinary things this year, breaking into vaults in Iran and now foiling terror attacks in Denmark. And today the Danish recalled their ambassador to Iran after the Mossad had presented evidence that they had foiled an attack against three Iranians who live in Denmark. And the Danish Foreign Minister Anders Samuelsen saying, "I have decided to recall Denmark's ambassador in Tehran for consultations. Denmark can in no way accept that people with ties to Iran's intelligence service plot attacks against people in Denmark." Now, this is not the first time that the Mossad has foiled potential terror attacks in other countries around the world, Australia being one, France another, and now Denmark. So they really are the agency with the mostest. They don't seem to sleep. And apart from allegedly stealing shoes, they do some very important work, and that is stopping terror attacks around the world.
It's interesting that they seem to have foiled a number of Iranian attempts to disrupt life in Europe, but it makes absolutely no difference to the European political leadership.
Well, I think, and I'll share a personal story. I lecture quite often to groups of Germans who, under the auspices of the Histadrut, our trade union, come to Israel. And one of their stops is a lecture with myself and my colleague, Dave Kaplan. I'm actually lecturing tomorrow to another group of Germans. And we were told during one of our sessions that we have to remember that Europe is inherently anti-Semitic, and they said, forget about the media, forget about other issues. We have to get past the fact that Europe is inherently anti-Semitic. And this is from the representative of one of the branches of the German trade union.
Rolene, that's where we leave it today. Thank you very, very much. And we'll catch up with you with more Roro's Rantings tomorrow.
Goodbye, Rolene.
Cheers, Ro. Have a good evening.